Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Blake.
It's another interesting morning here at KOFO, as it always is. You've got a couple of February meetings that you're going to talk about. I think Ryan talked about the prescribed burn, and I'm always more interested to hear about those burns. With the heifer replacement, I'm intrigued about as well.
Okay, well, we'll start off with the heifer replacement meeting. That is going to be held February the 13th. We're going to be at Ottawa Municipal Auditorium. We'll have a dinner around 6 o'clock. The program will start about 6:30. You know, the cow herd is smaller now than it's been for a long, long time. At some point, we're going to have to start building back some of our cow herd. And so we thought we'd get a jump start on this and talk a little bit about heifer replacement and the importance of feeding those heifers, you know, getting those heifers to the right weight, getting them to the right body condition score, getting them bred, and then how do you manage those heifers after they're bred through the time that they start to calve? Because, you know, the hardest cow to get bred is a first calf heifer, trying to breed her back that second time. That's when a lot of those heifers fall out of out of our programs. And boy, when you do that, it's hard to recoup money that you've put into that heifer for the last 2 years. So we're going to talk a lot about weight gain. We're going to talk about some feed rations, and we're going to just talk basically about how to give those heifers an advantage so we can keep them in the cow herd for a long life. Another thing we'll talk about is estrus synchronization, and you know, we'll talk not only about estrus synchronization and using artificial insemination, we will also talk about bull breeding. And you know, when you and that's probably two completely different protocols, because if you're AIing, maybe you want to do some time AIing. So that means you're going to hopefully have all those cows coming into heat on the same day within a few hours of each other, and you're inseminating those cattle then. When you put a bull out, I don't think I want 25 heifers coming into heat on day one and having a bull try to breed all of them on one day. So if we can get those scattered out over 4 or 5 days, we'll have a much better pregnancy rate. So anyhow, those are some things we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about a cost comparison between retaining your own heifers and going out and buying heifers. And, you know, there's pros and cons to that. You know, currently, we can probably buy better heifers than we've ever been able to buy maybe in the past, because we have so much more genetic information about our heifers. However, maybe you don't want to buy heifers because you've been buying bulls to make heifers. You know what I mean? And so you've been targeting your program to make those replacement heifers. So if that's the case, maybe you don't want to. Another reason you may not want to buy too would be biosecurity reasons. And so there's topics that we will talk about, and hopefully there'll be something for everybody. Our speakers for the evening are going to be Dr. Jason Warner. Dr. Warner is our cow-calf specialist at K-State. And Sandy Johnson, she is a reproductive specialist. She is a beef systems specialist out of Northwest Kansas with Kansas State Research and Extension as well. So once again, the meeting is February the 13th. Dinner will be at 6. It's kind of a free will donation dinner. So, you know, if you can, it'll probably be a chili and fixings, actually, is what it'll probably be. And if it's worth a couple bucks, we'll just have a little thing there. You can put your money in if you're willing to. I do need RSVPs, though, because I need to know how much chili and how much stuff to fix. So if you could, by February the 11th, call me at 785-828-4438. The second meeting I'd like to talk about is one Ryan's putting on. This is a prescribed burn workshop. It's going to be Tuesday, February the 18th. It'll be an all-day meeting. It'll start at 10 in the morning, go to about 3 in the afternoon. It will be held at the Garnett Community Building. And that's down there on the north, around the North Lake. So we'll be there, like I say, from about 10 to 3. lunch will be provided today. We know this, and so will all the materials will be picked up by Evergy. We really appreciate their support. They will pay for lunch, and they will also pay for all the meeting supplies that day, which you'll get a book that will have a lot of good information in it. If you are planning on coming to that, register by February the 14th. You can do so by calling Ryan at 785-448-6826. Now, guys, there is a real reason to have to burn. When I was a kid, back in the 60s, I don't remember seeing near all the brush and the cedar trees that we have now. And I think that's partially because we burnt more back then. And so we're going to talk about reasons to burn, how weather conditions affect that burn. We'll talk about equipment and planning and conducting. We'll talk about fire behavior, because you know fire on flat ground acts differently than fire going up a hill. So we know some of these things. We'll be talking about that. We'll talk about hazards and precautions, a little bit on liability, a little bit on CRP rules, and probably some on prescribed burn associations as well. So please call Ryan by February the 14th at 785-448-6826 so we can make sure to have enough food for that meeting as well. And basically that's what we have for this time. We'll have some more meetings. We have more meetings coming up in March and in early April. We'll talk more about those next time.
Can't hardly believe we're getting into March as it is. That's crazy to think about. yeah, a couple of good meetings to go and attend for sure. Coming up Monday morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.